I had one of those interesting opportunities the other day. Of course, we've all had a little bit of extra time with the travel restrictions and trying to stay separate from people, but I was doing a little work around the Dominican residence. And just so happened I was taking a break and I looked out and I happened to watch this squirrel who, of course, was running around with a nut in his mouth, and he kind of ran up and our neighbors, just right across the away from us, were in the process of doing some landscaping, and they had this trailer that was full of mulch that was sitting there, and I could see the squirrel run up, and he had this big nut in his mouth, and he jumped up in there, and he looked like he really knew what he was doing, dug his little hole, put the nut in there, covered it back up, then kind of actually stood there and looked proud for a little while, and then said, okay, left, went to go find, I suppose, another nut. And when I looked at that, I thought, wow, that's really kind of what we're seeing in today's gospel. There's one thing that we need, before we really get into the nuts and bolts of our gospel reading today. We need to make sure that we're hearing it right. One of the things that can happen, sometimes because of the differences in the time in which we live and the way in which we use words, we can hear things a little wrong. And in this case, we've always heard that expression that, the devil is in the details. However, Christ and God are in the details even more and more meaningful. And the one word that kind of stands out that can really open up a new understanding of what's going on in today's gospel is the word perturbed. What do you hear when you hear perturbed? Me, I hear annoyed beyond all recognition and ready to strangle someone. I know that says a lot about me. But when we really look it up and we hear, the definition of what perturbed means, and in this case it comes absolutely 100% true, it actually means concerned. Take a moment, just take a moment here, and think about hearing, the fact that Jesus was perturbed at those around him because of what was going on in this situation with Lazarus. And think about it for just a moment. I think what Jesus was trying to get us to see and what the gospel is trying to get us to see today is that burying all of our hopes in one place, in other words, seeing no other options in the way that God can help us, kind of falling down, unfortunately, the way that some of the people we see in today's gospel today reacting, is that saying basically, God, if you really loved me, you would fill in the blank. I mean, see how Martha defines, and the way that she used her fill in the blank. And sometimes what can happen to us is we can fall into that trap of think, if God doesn't do it my way or the way that I want it done, he won't be able to do anything. Doesn't that sound a little odd? But I think we all fall into that. It happens to me all the time. And I have to admit, sometimes I'm pretty slow at seeing God working in my life. It's not, sometimes it's difficult, especially when we're struggling with things, to see God being there for us in the here and now. Of course, after I look, with many of the things in my life, after I look back at them, when I look off in the distance and I've got a little bit of breathing room in between there, I can see that God was there almost, just beating me about the head and neck saying, pay attention, silly. I hope I'm not alone in that, because it is kind of, oftentimes that what happens. And I think what we're getting a chance to do with everything that's going on with the coronavirus is spend a bit more quiet time, and being open to the ways in which God can and does. Let me say that again, does help us when we're open to see him actually working in our lives. And in a way, that's what all of our Lenten observances are trying to get us to do. The things that we give up, the extra things that we take on, they're meant to give us an opportunity to experience God's love for us in a way that, you know, maybe at other parts of the year, at other times of the year, that we don't get a chance to see. You know, so I think, well, we're getting the opportunity, especially with everything that's going on around us, to spend a little more time quietly, to spend a little more time trying to see and trying to experience the love that God has for us, the opportunities that he's giving us, even in difficult times, even in times when there seems there's no help out there. He's giving us, we're getting the opportunity, the chance to let that happen, to see God work in our lives. So I think that gives us, you know, a little bit of homework, you know, as we work on this downward stretch to that time of Easter when we really get a chance to feel all of that love. You know, we're getting an opportunity to see more deeply how God loves us and how he's trying to help us. Brothers and sisters, let's take this chance to be more open and to see where God is there for us.